You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Enormous news for the Minnesota Wild today. Clear cut, their best player in franchise history has re-signed for, as of now, the most lucrative contract in the history of the league. 8 years, $136 million, $17 million per. And the man who okayed and negotiated and signed off on this deal is our guy, regular on the show, Bill Guerin, the president of hockey operations. Billy, like all of our guests today, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Let's start with a game we like to play, Billy, here. Zero is no credit, okay? 10 is total credit. How much credit do you want to give me personally for sealing the deal on the negotiations today?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah. Remember, zero is no credit. 10 is total credit.
It's somewhere between 1 and 0.
Mm. God, I was hoping for 9. I felt like we bumped into each other. I gave you, you know, a lot of ideas. You walked away from me, and I kept talking after you left.
Did you give me ideas?
I did, many. Many ideas.
I just probably didn't hear them. I wasn't listening.
No, it's because you left very quickly, and I said, hey, don't you want to stick around? And you just walked out of the room on me. Okay, this obviously is tremendous news. You have tried to say, whether it's here or elsewhere, it's a process. Let's stay calm. I'm not worried about it. In the end, you got it done, and you deserve praise for that. Let's be honest. Were there times when you were a little bit more worried than you wanted to let the public know?
Yeah, for sure. But that I think that's natural. Like, just with anything that is big and important and not completely in your control, I think I'd be lying if I said, I didn't have some confidence swings. But, you know, in the end, I've got to remain confident and do the right things. And, you know, I think sometimes when you're not confident, you got to fake it a little bit and get yourself to believe in it. But yeah, I mean, there's always, you know, the other side, which you don't know what way they're thinking, but that's part of it. That's part of the game.
I'll say this. You don't have to say it. It's clear the agent leaked one of the offers, and that caused a lot of conversation, right? And a lot of conjecture, a lot of things we don't know behind the scenes, a lot of things we can guess on. Was that one of the lower points at that part of the negotiation?
Yeah, and I, you know, like I said, I don't think it was us. I don't think it was him. It just never helps. And, people are always trying to get information, and who knows where they get it from. All it does is hurt the process. But those are the things also that you can't let that get in the way. You can't let that bother you and be an obstacle in getting a deal done. In the end, it's only a big deal if you make it a big deal. And, I never give that stuff a lot of time just because I think it's so hurtful, but, you know, no big deal.
In the end, why did the deal get done?
Because I think Kirill's confident that we're going in the right direction, and, you know, he feels that we can win. You know, I that was a lot of the discussion that him and I had. It was, I mean, I never negotiate with a player. I just talk situation, like hockey with them, like things like that. And I think those are the questions that he kind of wanted answered. Like, are we, you know, are we going to try to win? I'm like, well, there's only one reason I do this job. But we're in it together, you know, and I want the same thing as him. So I think he feels comfortable that we're in a good position to win. And that's why he's willing to commit to such a long-term deal.
So at no point did you say to him, okay, 8 years, this amount of money, is that good enough? You just conducted that with the agent?
Yeah, I just talked to the agent about the money. I don't talk to the players about money. That's, you know, their agent is paid to do that. He's their representative. I don't negotiate with the players.
Did anybody call you and get specific with a trade offer, or were they just calling and saying, are you willing to listen?
No.
You just said right away, I don't want to talk about that.
No, nobody really called.
Nobody called even once.
No. Because they knew we were going to get it. I mean, listen, if they know he's got a full no move, and they know that if that time comes and they're one of the teams, I'll call them.
The cap is going up dramatically. How essential was that to the offer you made to him today?
I mean, yeah, it helps. It's all connected, right? If the cap wasn't going up to where it was, I wouldn't have offered what I offered, because it would be too hurtful. But I think the way the cap's going, I think this is going to be fine. We'll be able to operate with this and sign other players or trade for other guys, whatever it is. It's not worse than what we've been through the last 4 years.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, at least we get a player for it.
Yeah. He's pretty good. You know? He's a pretty good player too. This is Bill Guerin. He's great as always. Okay. For let's just stay with the money. For someone who says, you know, I'm a sports fan. I've watched teams when they've landed just a flat out star. Like Kirill is. He's one of the four or five best players in the game. He probably was the best player in the game the first half last year. And they worry that $17 million is going to hurt you in adding other players. What do you say to that individual?
Well, I think it would hurt us more not having him. I think if we let him – I mean, we saw what happened with Gabrick here. It's happened in other cities as well. You just don't get the same player back. You don't, or like, if you try to trade them, you don't get the same value back. If you try to do it through free agency, you definitely won't get the value. And you might not get anybody, but, it's a lot, but I'm glad we have them.
Multiple people have reported this. I want to see if you will react and explain that his salary actually is going to be $1 million a year, but July each year is getting a signing bonus of $18 and $19 million over the years, year by year. Does that help you with the cap? What was the thinking behind that?
No, the cap, like your average salary per year is what we focus on for the cap. The signing bonuses or whatever doesn't affect it.
Okay.
That's just cash.
That's just – so it's just a benefit to him every July getting a big pile of cash.
Yep.
Yeah, that is pretty good. How did he react once you were able to get everything done?
He's awesome. He's been great. I mean, I mean, you know, everybody knows his personality. He's just a happy person. And now he's a really happy person.
Yeah, he better. But, I heard one person.
He's excited to stay in Minnesota. He's happy here. Things are good for him here. He loves it here. Like, he's already got tons of money.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is for him more hockey and being where he wanted to be. And that's what, you know, and listen, you can make as much as you possibly want or can or whatever. If the hockey isn't good, you won't be happy. I don't care how much money you're making. If you're in a bad hockey situation,
yep,
you will be miserable. And you don't say every 2 weeks, every 2 weeks I get a huge check, so I'm happy. No, your playing situation, your daily life has to be good no matter what you make, and he's happy here, so I'm thrilled for him.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
For him to be happy and you to be happy, these young guys who have been highly touted, they need to live up to the billing, right? Or maybe even exceed some of the hype, right? For you to have sustained success over 8 years.
But, you know, they will grow, you know, day to day, year to year, and we have high expectations for some of these young guys. But, yeah. You know what, even if you look at, like, some of the teams who have made, you know, some big trades over the years, whatever, teams are basically built through the draft.
Yep.
You can't build a team through free agency. So the fact that we've drafted a ton in the last, you know, 5 years is really going to pay off for us. And, you know, you can't just sign free agents and have that be your only way to build a team.
Does 8 years give you any hesitation at all?
No.
Okay. His main partner in crime is out now 2 months. How concerning is that?
It's disappointing. It's not concern. I mean, look, I'm disappointed that Zuki's out, but he'll heal and he'll be back. He'll be fine. It's just, I wish we had him now, but we don't.
Is Brodin ahead of schedule?
He's always ahead of schedule. He's kind of a freak when it comes to injuries and healing. So hopefully he's ahead of schedule, but we don't want to put him out there too early and just, you know, have him aggravate everything. We'll do the right thing. You know, it's yeah, we'll see where he is, you know, every step of the way, and he's progressing, you know, rather nicely.
Is there a chance he could be ready for opening night? Is that unrealistic?
I don't know. I honestly, I couldn't give you an honest answer on that.
Give me one or two players who have really impressed you in camp so far.
You know what? Hunter Haight has had a really good camp. Another year older, another year wiser. And, he's been really impressive. I think he's played really well. I think Yurov has gotten better every day. There's some guys who played really well.
A couple last minutes, I'll let you go. There's Bill Guerin on an enormous day for the Wild, landing their best player, one of the best players, having him under complete control for 8 years. Does this now set up your negotiation with Gus, who's emerged as one of the better goaltenders in the league?
Every case is separate and different. We have internal structure that we follow, and we'll get to Gus when we can get to Gus, and yeah, but he's a big piece of our team too, like everyone else. So we'll maybe get to it soon.
Those talks have not started yet, though.
No.
What else is going on in your life?
What else is going on? Well, got a lot less stress.
Yeah, I bet so. There's got to be a nice bottle of wine coming your way tonight.
Couple? Maybe a few martinis tonight.
Are you going out tonight? You have to be going out, right?
We have a game.
Skip the game. It's meaningless. I mean, come on. It's a preseason game. Just go to Meritage. You'll be in the area. I'll call Russell for you. Come on. It's just get updates on a preseason game.
Yeah, that's a great spot.
Yeah, that is a great spot.
It really is. No, I'm going to go. I guess I should, I'm not going to quit my day job.
Yeah. Dave, let me just ask Dave. He's just signed Kirill. He could go to Meritage, bring the wife, two other couples, get updates, or go watch a meaningless preseason game. What would Dave Harrigan do?
I think because of the events of the day, the momentous events, you show up for the game, but you probably duck out second intermission, right?
Yeah.
You don't need to hang for the third.
No. Come on.
You guys would be the worst GMs in the world.
I mean, I wouldn't be there the first two periods. Okay, come on.
No, I know.
I mean, you got...
No, it's important. It's important that you're there.
You think they're really looking up right now? You think, like, Kirill's going to look up and say, where's Billy? I mean, he probably wants to be Billy Sushi tonight. I mean, is he playing tonight?
He should wave up and blow me a kiss, for God's sake.
Yeah, he should more than that. He should buy you Billy Sushi is what he should
exactly.
do.
Well, he did say he's going to buy multiple meals for the team, so.
I would hope so. All right, congratulations, and we're looking forward to talking to you throughout the year.
Okay, thanks, buddy. Thank you.
Bill Guerin, great as always. 23 past 2 on CCO. I'm going to talk Stretch Lab. Hey, I know a couple places where Billy Guerin goes, and I know a couple places where Kirill goes. For a little body work, they should also include the great folks at Stretch Lab. Stretch Lab, come on. Kirill doesn't live far from here. He can find all sorts of locations on the east side of town, west side of town. Hey, Kirill can open up his own Stretch Lab. He could probably, well, not probably, he could buy Stretch Lab. He doesn't need to go and buy it. He needs to just sign up. I think they'll even waive the first 50-minute session for Kirill. Don't you think, Dave? Isn't that a guess?
Very nice of them to do.
Probably
that.
Not for you. I don't think, you know.
What do you mean?
You're not quite the cachet of Kirill. I hate to say it.
I'm almost there.
You mean more to me than Kirill means to me, but I don't think Stretch Lab views it the same way. Sorry.
I don't care for you right now.
I told you mean more to me. I'm just trying to be realistic.
No.
You could be Kirill. You could be Dave. You could be me.
Butter me up after ripping me. That's not kind.
I mean, the truth hurts. Anybody can go to Stretch Lab and feel better. Yes, stretch at home, but also get trained by the professionals. After that 50-minute session, you're going to wonder, Why haven't I been going before? StretchLab.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.